you could all make it. My name is Digger Dan, and I'm a good friend of Pastor Storm's, and I'm going to take and do Sunday school today. And he hasn't been letting me come around here lately. I don't know why, if it was that I almost blew everything up, or what happened. These lights work. One time I come and I just threw a stick of dynamite back here, and it blew up, and it was amazing. It took all everything right off the wall. All the curtains came down. Everything came down, and everybody stood up with their guns out.
So
I couldn't know.
Our fire.
Huh? You're
the cause of
our fire. No. This is a long time ago, but Pastor, I don't know if he wants me here anymore or not. Go out and just hit that. And but anyway, but I want to thank everybody for being here today, because it isn't every day that I get to take and be back here to Florence Baptist Church. Pastor Storm, him and I, we've been friends for quite a while. You know, we've known each other for a good many years. We really have. It's been a good many years. But anyway, hey, who brought donuts? Wow. I could go for donuts. Anybody want something to eat? You can have something to eat while we're doing this. You want a roll? You can have a roll. Keep the. And so anyway, but it's good to have everybody here today. How many of you saw Gertrude?
No.
Did you see Gertrude?
No.
I had Gertrude outside here a little while ago. She was tied up, and she chewed through her her tie, and she took off. So now I'm going to have to chase her after I get done here. She has a tendency to do that sometimes. You know, we come to different places, and Gertrude, she decides that she needs to take and leave, and she does. So I don't know where she is. She's probably found another mule somewhere else. And anyway, but I know she might even be up here to the winery, because she likes the winery. There's mules up there. It isn't the wine; it's the mules. I want to thank everybody for coming today. You know, so many times we take and we do things. We take things for granted many times, don't we? You know, we take things many times for granted. We don't appreciate what we have, and we need to appreciate what we have. You know that? But I'm a miner. Who can tell me what a miner does? Well, most miners just dig holes in the ground. They can't ever find anything. But once in a while, we do find things that are kind of nice. Don't you like my axe? It's got a sharp end on this side. That's for hitting people over the head. And this one here is for, no. But anyway. Huh? Come on up here. So anyway, but I'll tell you what I found. I found some of my... These, believe it or not, are very old. Does anybody know what this is?
Petrified.
Huh?
Petrified.
Yeah, this is a piece of petrified wood. And, you know, scientists today say that it takes millions of years for this to become petrified like this. What it is it's a piece of wood, came off a tree, and it turned into stone. Now, what causes wood to become stone is temperature and pressure. Remember that. STP. Super high pressure and temperature. That causes this to go from a tree into a stone. Now, what happens when a tree falls down? What happens to it?
Decays.
Huh?
Decays.
It decays, doesn't it? It goes back into the ground, and it becomes dirt. Well, God, many years ago, decided that he was going to fool man. So what he did is he took trees and he made them turn into rock. And I'm going to show you some things that are, here's another piece here. Isn't that nice? Doesn't that look nice? That looks really nice. And you can see the bark right here. Woo, woo. Did you see that bark? Did you see the bark? Huh? Yeah, if you push right here, woo, woo. Yeah, that's a bark. You know, and this here has bark too. Woo, woo. You know, that's the bark on the, that's the bark on the tree. Anyway, but, you know, God, many years ago, he, listen, here's a real nice one. This one here, believe it or not, I found these on top of the ground. They weren't even in the mine. They were just kind of laying on the ground. And if you take a look at this real close, you can see that the bark is still here from the tree. And this is might have been a limb or something like that, and it turned to rock. And this is what's known as a petrified piece of wood. Now, many people believe that it's taken millions and millions of years to cause this to happen. But we know that it didn't. And the reason we know that is because of what the Bible says. If you have your Bibles, turn in your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Genesis. I want to take and go to the beginning, and that's the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis. And I want to show you, if I can find it, I think it's in chapter number 7. We're going to start reading at verse 17. It says, "And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the water. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both fowl and of the cattle and of the beasts and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth and every man. All the all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, and all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping things and the fowls of heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Now, we need to take and realize what happens in these verses. Now, this is talking about what? What is this talking about? It's talking about the great flood. It's talking about Noah and all of the animals, and it's talking about all of the people on the earth. Now, the Bible says that everyone died except for Noah and his family that were in the ark. Now, I want to take a look at this for just a minute. The Bible says that the water was 15 cubits above the top of all the mountains. Now, a cubit is about 18 inches, so that would be about 15 or 20 feet above every mountain top. Now, how many of you have ever been scuba diving? Anybody? Have you? Okay, the farther down you get into the water, the more pressure there is on your body. In fact, if you go down under the water by 30 or even 40 feet, which is not much, the pressure is very, very great on your body. Now, think about this for just a minute. Here we have a tree. Here's a limb of a tree. And this limb of the tree is covered by all of this water. Now, this may have been down, like around here, it's about 800 feet above sea level. So that means that the water would have been probably 9,000 feet above this. 9,000 feet. Now, if you think of the pressure that would be caused on this tree at 9,000 feet under the water. So what happened is the pressure from the water caused this to absorb water, a lot of water, supersaturated it's called. And with the pressure of the water that was causing this to happen, it caused a molecular change in the tree. And what it did is when all of the water left, it left this. Was there. That's it. Now, we don't know how warm the earth was after the flood. But there are many that say that there was a great ice age after the flood, and that these became super, super cold. Now, think about it. These were full of water. They were compressed water, a lot of water in it, and then they were super cooled. Now, people say, well, I thought you said it had to be heat. Yes, it can be heat or extreme cold. Now, what they've been doing in the past, and being a miner, I know that this is happening, is that in order to take steel and cause it to be hardened, what was the only way that they knew how to harden steel years ago? Nope. What'd they do first? They had to heat it. They had to heat it to a temperature that it was red hot, and then they would put it into oil to harden the steel. But now they have found that they have a different way of doing it, and it's a much more effective way. And what they do is they will take a container and they will put something steel in it, and then they will fill that container full of carbon dioxide or dry ice, so to speak. And they'll fill that full of liquid dry ice, and then they'll let that sit for 2 days, 24 to 48 hours. And when that comes out, it's super, super, super cold. I mean that the steel is somewhere around minus 150 to 200 degrees. I mean, it is really, really, really cold. And when that thaws out, it is super, super hard. And the way I knew about this was one of the little girls that used to go to our school, her dad built bridges. And they were building a drawbridge, and they had this big, it was about 4 feet in diameter, shaft that they had to heat treat, or it had to be hardened. And the only way they could harden it was to heat it. Well, they couldn't heat it hot enough to get it hardened. So they put it into a big container, and they filled it full of carbon dioxide, and they left it 36 hours. And when they took that out, this 4 foot round piece of steel had shrunk down to almost an inch and a half smaller than what it was when they started it, which was what they needed, because they had to put this in through two holes and had to go in there, and then as it expanded, it locked itself in. And they didn't even have to weld it because it was in that tight. And so what we need to realize is this, is that God in his infinite wisdom knew that if he took a tree and the tree fell over and was covered in the flood and it got super saturated with all of this pressure of the water that was placed on it, that after it was done and the flood was gone and he brought in very cold weather, that this would turn from wood to rock. It turned from wood to rock. Now, to me, and it didn't take that long. There's many scientists that have duplicated this same thing, where they have taken a piece of wood and they've put it into a one of them chambers where you force air in. I can't remember the name of it. A hyperbaric chamber. And they would force water into a piece of wood. Then they would take that piece of wood and they would put it into a container and they would pour in liquid nitrogen and they would freeze it super, 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 super cold. And what happened was within 1 week, it went from wood to rock. What we need to realize is this, is that God knew from the beginning of time that all he needed to do was to supersaturate the wood, cause great pressure on it, and which the water did when the earth was covered by water, and then bring cold, super cold, and it would cause this to turn from one thing to another. Now, scientists can't understand how this can happen, but God can. You know, that's one thing that we need to understand as young men and women and boys and girls, is that God can do anything that he wants. You know, God can change the world into things that we have no idea what the world can be changed into, but God can do it. And, you know, what scientists say have taken millions of years to do, believe it or not, only took hundreds or thousands of years to do. And there's no way that the earth is as old as what they say it is. I was doing a study one time on the earth and the age of the earth. And the scientists say that the earth is something like 4 billion years old. Well, the earth is slowing down in its rotation. And if this is the case, and if the earth has continued to slow down at the rate it is right now in its rotation, at 100 million years old, that's not even a billion years old, at 100 million years old, the earth would have been spinning so fast that anything on it would have been thrown out into space. There would have been nothing left on earth because it would have been spinning just like a top. It would have been spinning that fast. And so there's no way, none, zero, that the earth can be that old. And there's many Christian scientists that have proved the secular scientists wrong. Now, being a miner and being in the earth all the time and looking at how God did things is astronomical. I've been in some mine shafts all over the world, and I was in one in Colorado, and we were up in this mountain. We were up about 6,000 feet high, 6,000 feet, and this guy wanted to show me this, and we went into this mine shaft that he had. He was mining gold up there. And we got in there, and we went into this little area, and in this area, in this mine shaft, was a perfect skeleton of a shark. We're up 6,000 feet. We're 3,000 miles from the ocean or anywhere a shark could be. But you know, I had a theory on this. I know how it happened. There were certain birds that were very intelligent. And what they did is they found the skeleton on a beach, and they picked up every one of these bones, and they flew them 3,000 miles and went 6,000 miles high. And they went into this mine shaft, and they went into this one area, and they laid them out, every one of them, in perfect order. And they formed that shark just perfectly, just the way it was back in the ocean. That's my theory. Do you think maybe that's what happened? No, I don't either. Do you know how I think it happened? I think it happened when there was a universal flood all over the world. And there was a shark that got into that cavity, and it died. And that's where those bones were left. You know, many times scientists and people think that they have all of the answers when they have no answers at all. You know, the only thing that we can depend on is God's Word. You know, this here has all the answers in it. And we need to understand that if we will read God's Word, and if we will study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, then when people bring up goofy things like, well, the earth is 4 billion years old, we can say, no, it's not. Because the Bible says that Noah was the seventh generation after Adam. Seventh generation. Now, if a generation is 70 years, that's only 490 years. And people say, yeah, but everybody lived old back then. Yeah, they did. But they were living in other people's lifespans. And if you do a study of the book of Genesis, you're going to find a lot of people that were living back in the time of Adam and Eve, or after Adam, were still almost living at the time of the flood. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so there was not a big time span between creation and the flood. And once the flood came, then we saw things change. There was a lot of things in the earth that changed. The mountains came out of the ground. The oceans were formed. And there was a lot of things that God had differently than what we had before. And we need to understand that God can do anything that he wants, any time that he wants. And we need to be ready to take and do the thing that he wants. Now, with me being a miner, I like being in the dirt. I'm a dirt man. But you know, I've got some brothers. They're not dirt men. I've got, if I'm not mistaken, I think Dangerous Dave's going to be here next week. I'm not sure. But they aren't dirt men. Dangerous Dave, he likes horses, and he rides horses. And then I've got Harry the hobo. He rides freight trains. And I did hear from Harry, though, this week. Harry did get a hold of me, and he said that he was going to try to be here, but he got held up. He took a freight train. He thought it was going to stop in Tucson, and it didn't. It went right on to California. And he's in all that smoke in California now, trying to get back this way. But so Harry, sometimes he gets some really bad connections. But Harry is different. You need to take and meet Harry sometime. But what we need to realize is this, is that when we feel that man has all the answers to things, man does not have any answers at all. And, you know, I'm an old guy. You know, I've lived my years. And yet, every day I get up and God never ceases to amaze me what he has done and what he's going to do. You know, as I get inside these mines and as I look for ore and I look for diamonds and I look for gold and silver and things like that, you know, it's amazing of how God created the world so that all of these things are placed exactly where they need to be placed. And you know, what's really nice is that he doesn't let me find it all. You know, he leaves some of it for somebody else to find too. You know, if I found all the gold, hey, I'd be a rich guy, wouldn't I? But God doesn't do that. He makes you work hard to find what you need. And we need to realize that God is in control of everything and that He can take and do whatever He wants. He can take a piece of wood and He can turn it into a piece of stone. Or He can take a piece of stone and He can put it into being clay. He can go back to what it originally came from, the clay of the earth. We need to understand that God can do anything but fail. God will not fail us. He's always there for us. And we need to realize that He will do what He wants to do in His time period. So I want to thank everybody so much for being here today. I'm glad that Pastor Storm let me come. I don't know, has anybody seen him? Anybody seen Pastor Storm? I haven't either. I looked all over for him this morning when I came in. Maybe that's where Gertrude is. He, you know, Pastor Storm, he likes Gertrude. He does. He likes Gertrude. And the last time I was here, him and Gertrude, they took off and they went for a ride. They went for a ride. And I didn't think they were going to come back. I really didn't. I was hoping. But they did. But Gertrude, she is getting old. And that's why we didn't come down last week, because it was too hot. I mean, it's been terrible hot down here. And I stayed up in Colorado as long as I could, because, and then when it started to snow, I thought, I better get down south where it's warmer. And last Sunday, we got up and we had 6 inches of snow on the ground, and I'm going, this is not good. Snow is not good this early in the year. So Gertrude and I, we packed up and we started heading south where it was warmer. And it's always good to be down south in the wintertime where it is warmer. But remember this. If you don't get anything else out of this today, remember that God can do anything He wants whenever He wants to do it. All right? Okay, we're going to have a word of prayer. I'm going to get done a little bit early today, but so you guys can have donuts and stuff and just sit around and chat for about 10 minutes, and then we'll start church. Father, thank You so much for this morning. We thank You for all You've done for us. I pray now that You'll guide and direct us. Thank You so much for this church, and we thank You for the people who come. We thank You for Your word, and we just pray now that You'll guide and direct us in all that we do and say. We just pray now that You'll help us be at the church service. We'll give You praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, thank you guys so much for allowing me to be here in Sunday school today. And next Sunday, if Dangerous Dave ain't going to be here, I'll be back. And so one of the two of us will be here, and we'll have another little chit-chat for you all next week. And so, Serena, why don't you lead him in a song? Father Abraham or something like that.